It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. 8:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We have so much to talk about today, but we also like to look back sometimes and very important historical things, especially when they relate to us locally. So without further ado, Queen Lizzie is here, otherwise known as Lizzie Robinson Jenkins, and she has worked an immense amount to preserve and promote the history and legacy of Rosewood, Florida. Queen Lizzie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine. How are you?
I cannot complain. The weather's finally cooling off. I look forward to that. And you're going to have a big birthday celebration coming up Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. And I'm excited.
Well, and it's a fundraiser, which makes it even better because this can add to the legacy that you have been promoting for how long now?
42 years.
Wow.
Yes. And we're going to build a museum. So that's the purpose of the fundraiser, to build a museum in Archer in remembrance of the Rosewood school teacher, who was my aunt, survived, told her story.
Wow. That is where the story itself came from her.
Yes.
Oh, so this is couldn't be any closer to home than you. This is a family member. Let me ask you this. I think for a lot of us, Rosewood is what we saw in the movie that was made about it. That's really the extent of a lot of our knowledge.
Exactly.
Is it accurate?
My mother was 95, and she told the people on a scale of 1 to 10, she gave it a 7.
Okay.
Which was good.
Yeah. Well, because
it got the message out.
Well, yeah, and it's Hollywood, and they've got to dramatize things
of
a little
course.
And tell the story in a way that, you know, we're going to enjoy as much as you can enjoy something like what occurred out there.
Exactly.
What is the purpose of, you know, preserving and promoting this? Obviously, history is always important, but the legacy of Rosewood itself, I guess, what should people know and remember about this?
They should remember that we don't want it to repeat itself, and that we can keep it alive. And like I do, I tell the story as ugly as it was. I tell it very positively because I want people to understand that the people back then, 1923, are not the people living today.
Oh, right.
And the people today are helping me. People like you, Freddie Wiebe, Meldon Law, not Meldon Law, but Meldon. These are the people that are reaching out to me and helping me tell the story because they know I'm telling the truth and it's from my heart.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So this, we're going to have a big celebration, which is your birthday, 86th birthday celebration, yes, presented by Campus USA, Meldon Law, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. What an opportunity to go to the rooftop. The weather has changed in just the perfect time. So Wednesday, October 23rd, mark your calendars, Visor's Rooftop, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill in Celebration Point. Freddie, how do people get tickets for this great event?
Tickets are available on her Facebook page and her website. Pretty one simple link to purchase tickets. But truly, this is about celebrating not just an 86th birthday. This is about saluting a lady that has worked so hard for this community and given back so much to make Rosewood and the descendants of Rosewood relevant. And we owe her this. This community owes her this. Everybody should purchase a ticket and come celebrate. It is a fundraiser to build a museum in the city of Archer. She will build a museum in her lifetime. We know that for a fact because she has worked tirelessly to do so. You can visit also rosewoodflorida.com, where you can purchase tickets, and you can go to her Facebook page or her podcast page and purchase tickets as well.
Yeah, these tickets are tax deductible.
They are tax deductible. They're only $50, and 100% of the proceeds go as a tax deductible write-off if you want, if you're a business, and you come enjoy a great time.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's always a good time at Spurrier's. They just... they put it all together. What about music as part of the event, Freddie?
We have one of the hottest DJs in town. Elio Piedra will be there.
We love him.
Oh, yeah.
He's donating his time. He's gonna make it loud. He's going to make it fun. As always, we love Elio and what he does for this community as well. So this is a lot of community people coming in together to help a great cause.
You can also still accept sponsorships. What should people who are interested in that do to contact you?
We do. They can call me on my cell phone, 352-284-3733.
Okay. All right. I'm just writing this down for my own phone so I can call you and torture you. And I didn't introduce you. Freddie Wiebe, who is a great promoter in the area and got his start as being one of the most famous Domino's Pizza franchise owners in the world. And I'm not exaggerating. Am I? Look, no. he gets way too humble.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
You're known. I mean,
if I had known this lady next to me back then, I'd build a Domino's in Rosewood, Florida.
There you go. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome. That is true. And people need to know more than just Freddie. Freddie is something else. He read about Rosewood when he was living in Ghana.
In Ghana, West Africa.
High school.
Wow.
Never thought he would have met a Rosewood descendant. And we have become good friends ever since.
What are the odds of that?
That is,
that's wild.
I love stories like that.
That's amazing.
So there was a connection made that you never thought was going to actually come to fruition. You were in your wildest dreams. Did you ever think you would meet her?
To be honest with you, no. And this was a high school project in Accra, Ghana, Lincoln Community School, an American school in Accra, Ghana. And it was, I wrote an article, 3-page write-up on Rosewood, Florida. This is before the movie.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad that this got brought up, or I wouldn't have known that, and a lot of people wouldn't have known that.
To me, it's a full circle, and to be honest with you, that's why I support her. That's why I like what she does. And the more I learn of how much hard work she's put into this project and to build a museum in our county, in our community, in Archer, Florida, to support this dissidence of Rosewood, that's amazing.
I think protecting history and sharing history, it has a huge value, even when it's not always comfortable.
But it's history.
Still important. Yeah.
And we can't change it.
No. We can learn from it, though.
We can learn from it. That's what we're doing.
That's what we always hope, right? So, Queen Lizzie. Now, did Freddie kind of give you this title? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, Freddie.
Okay. And I love it. Lizzie Robinson Jenkins, you will be celebrating your 86th birthday Wednesday, October 23rd at Visor's Rooftop at Spurrier's Gridiron Grill in Celebration Point. Tickets are still available. They are tax deductible. Did I leave anything out?
You did great.
Wow.
We just need to everyone know, let's sell this thing out. We can have 170 folks there. Let's sell every single one ticket, and let's celebrate the amazing work of this woman next to me.
Easiest way to do it, Rosewood, Florida, all one word, rosewoodflorida.com. You'll have all your information there, and we hope to see you all out there. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Right on.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Lizzie.
Better than I could have
done
it for
singing.
Sure.
Come on.
No,
don't give up.
You don't want me to.
Yeah.
It is 8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got all your headlines and information coming your way next on 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. We'll make it great. It is 8:20. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Over the weekend, the Gators playing so well. You know, neck and neck with those Volunteers and, man, looking good. And in overtime, though, they just couldn't hang on. The Gators lost 23-17, and they got to pick themselves up because it's going to be another tough game Saturday in the Swamp, this time facing Kentucky. And they have been certainly a huge challenge to us over the last few years versus for the previous, 40? I think we had like 40 years where we didn't lose.
Oh, man.
And then things changed. Yeah.
Whoops.
So ready to change our luck on that one. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah.
Good to me. Tampa Bay won big time, 51-27 over New Orleans. Jags lost. They had to go all the way to London, England to lose.
Oh. How long did that trip
feel? That was a long flight. Yeah.
Oof.
That was a long flight.
Wow.
And especially some people on the plane kept going, "Duh Bears." Duh Bears. And they're like, "Shut up. Who's doing that? Duh Bears."
Oh,
anyway, the Jags lost to the Bears 35-16. Drug dealing, firearms, stolen cars. Not really happy stories, but there is actually a chuckle contained within the story. The story takes place in Portland, Oregon, and the Bureau's East Precinct. They pulled a pair of folks over, and they noticed, that they believed this was a stolen car, you know? I'm like, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, that looks like the car, the tag, And so they pulled these folks over, and it was Mia Michelle and Reginald Reynolds. All right, she's 37, he's 35. And here's the thing. They got drugs. They were caught with drugs. They were caught with a stolen car. They had fentanyl. They had methamphetamine and over 10 grams. And so they're in trouble. But on one of the bags, and they posted this on X, one of the bags says on it, definitely not a bag full of drugs. I kid you not.
But what was in it?
Drugs.
So it was a bag full of drugs.
It definitely was.
But maybe that's a little over. Maybe a little oversell on their part. Maybe, you know.
And I don't know now. Maybe this is. Maybe there are areas. You know, you always have the kind of the street vendors that'll print up anything.
Oh,
and
sure.
You'll see, and like if you go to like Biketoberfest is coming up, you go there and you'll see some things that they have stuff, a lot of stuff written on underwear, which is hilarious because it's not like anybody's going to see it except
they're
for
supposed
you and,
to be underwear.
Yeah. But my point is that's the kind of thing that they would be. Definitely not a bag full of drugs.
Oh, that's very funny.
Yeah.
They're still busted, but it's still very funny.
Yeah. It's, delivery of methamphetamine, unauthorized use of a vehicle.
You mean stolen?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Unauthorized.
That was probably some attorney's way back in the day. Well, I didn't intentionally steal it, but were you authorized? Well, no. Okay.
So yeah. Did you have permission to take
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
I got a nod. Not they when they nodded off.
Yeah.
All right. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who, I'll be honest, he seems like he'd been kind of quiet lately, it seems like. Anyway, so he told his Israeli counterpart and the Minister of Defense there that Israel needs to pivot to a diplomatic pathway in Lebanon. Yeah,
okay.
A diplomatic pathway.
Hmm.
They have not stopped fighting. They are still literally digging like tunnels under their feet.
But the Israelis are supposed to pivot.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. The statement came after Israel acknowledged that two UN interim forces in Lebanon, peacekeeping soldiers, had been injured by IDF fire in southern Lebanon. The IDF said it had been firing on Hezbollah terrorists near a UN position. Later, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged the United Nations to withdraw those troops from Lebanon. Why? Because Hezbollah is using them as human shields.
Well, duh.
Because that's how Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis, that's how they fight. They hide behind civilians, children, schools, hospitals. This is not new.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
And the UN should know that. Oh, the UN should know that.
Yeah, well.
Wonder if there's any intent there.
The UN?
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
Never.
Crazy thought.
I would never.
I'm crawling out there on a limb on that one, but it could be. Could be.
So Martha Raddatz and J.D. Vance got into it a little bit.
Mm. And she's about 112 years old by now. She's been around a while.
Yeah, but she's married to Alan Greenspan, so she's probably actually every part in her body is probably brand new. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He could be.
Good point. I thought about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be like, yes, I'll take a new skin, please. And just zip that thing up, and there you have it. Voila, new skin. Anyway,
yes.
So she was getting into it with J.D. Vance, and she was picking on the words of Trump, you know, that he tends to be in a hyperbolic and whatever.
Yeah.
And she thought he blew way out of proportion that the gangs that had taken over those hotels in Aurora, Colorado, you know, and J.D. Vance is like, you make it sound like it's not a big deal.
It's apartment complex. It's that's important.
Apartment
people
complexes
live there.
In America taken over by foreign gangs.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she really tried to write it off like it wasn't that big of a deal. And then I have another story here. Mm. Remember, that was in Aurora, Colorado,
right,
where that took place. Yes. And it definitely took place.
Oh, yeah.
And
hey,
gangs,
video, yeah,
gangs of all stripes are definitely a threat, especially this TDA, Tren de Aragua. These are the folks that are wreaking havoc. Okay, they're the ones that took over the apartment complexes. Guess what? Just saw a story. Young and Vicious, baby-faced gang members, the same gang, TDA, crew at New York City Migrant Shelter, targeting Times Square, and they're getting away with it.
Wow.
So, it's the same gang.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same people, but I'm trying to show you how these gangs... Now, what if they start to coordinate different things?
Can be bad.
Yeah.
Real bad. Yeah.
But, Martha Raddatz, like, this is not a...
They didn't take over the whole town.
Not really a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We've got more special guests on the way. We've got plenty more to talk about as well. It is 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, you can get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. And all you have to do is press subscribe. And there you go. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. We're making Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got a special guest coming up at 9:05, Jackie Johnson from Alachua County Schools, explaining what this possible millage increase, what is that all about, what will it go for, etc. So we'll dig into that in a little bit. A man was arrested Saturday afternoon outside of Donald Trump's Coachella, California rally. Apparently he had a shotgun and a handgun in his possession. Apparently at least one of those guns was loaded, and it was a 49-year-old Las Vegas resident. Apparently he also had a high-capacity magazine with him. Most places, not a problem. California, it is a problem. Weird thing is, the guy apparently had multiple driver's licenses and was in possession of multiple passports with different names. Now, it was Fox News that actually talked to him, and he got to interview him because the bail was not very high.
No,
it was like $5,000. And so what do you got to do, like post $500? Guy's got multiple passports, and they let him walk?
That's odd.
Well,
a lot of oddities in this story, though.
Yeah. The guy's name is Vem Miller, 49. And he said he reported the guns to authorities, which he says he always travels with, despite never using them, which is another oddity. It was at a checkpoint to get into Trump's Coachella rally. And he argued that documents Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco said were fake. He's claiming they're legit.
Hmm.
His arrest on gun charges sparks speculation, especially, in light of the two attempts on Trump's life already.
Yeah.
But he was quickly released on $5,000 bail. And so far, no federal charges have been filed. He said, I always travel around with my firearms in the back of my truck. Which, that shouldn't be that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
However, he also says he has never fired them.
Now, that's odd.
Yeah, never
Very
fired
strange.
Them. I never fired them from my truck, he means? I don't know.
Hmm.
But he said he started keeping them with them when he started getting death threats.
Maybe he should get to the range and practice a little bit.
Somebody is really trying to kill him, he probably should want to know how to safely and effectively operate said firearm.
Now, in general, again, it depends on where you live and the people around you. You got an SUV, you got a truck, okay. You got a shotgun in that vehicle, okay. Loaded handgun, not unusual. You got ammo, well, what good is it without ammo? I mean, none of those things are unusual in our world. High-capacity magazine. Yeah, more than 10 rounds, that's very minimal anyway. So, but it is California, and you knew you had to go through a checkpoint to get to a presidential rally.
You had to be living under a rock if you weren't aware that there's been two attempts on the president's life. who wouldn't know that there's a real good chance there's going to be a checkpoint and that they are going to do their due diligence?
Sure.
What would make you think that it would ever be appropriate to take firearms to, you know, to a political rally, especially in light of what went down?
I mean, unless he somehow thought, oh, well, if I leave them in the car, they're fine. That's how they do in the other places around the world. You just leave them in your car.
And maybe that is okay. But here's a red flag. He says, I've literally never even shot a gun in my life. To me, I find that odd.
But you've got a shotgun and a handgun loaded.
And you say you have those because of death threats that are made toward you, but you have made not a single effort to get one single lesson?
Maybe Tim Walz could show him a thing or two.
No, he has his own difficulties.
Oh,
before
okay.
he can shoot a gun, he was out hunting with his Benelli shotgun, and he was having trouble loading it. So
before you get
to the point to where you actually shoot it, you got to load it. It's this weird thing.
That must be something new he didn't know about as a hunter.
Yeah, he was going dry fire hunting. Yeah.
Click. Oh, look, you got one.
But this guy, Vem Miller, it's weird. He says he's been a 30-year member of the media and started working after graduating from high school, worked on music videos, TV shows of major artists, you know, et cetera. And it was while doing this work that Miller told Fox that he began receiving death threats. That's when he purchased his firearms. He said he was a Democrat growing up, thought Barack Obama was going to save us from needless wars and censorship. He said, but I'm certainly more Republican now. And he describes himself and his business partner as more libertarian. Yes, I'm a 100% a Trump supporter, he said, adding that he was all in with Trump by 2018. And he said he deeply admires him, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. It just seems odd to me that. Yeah. And what about the passports, you know? And he does have an answer for that. They asked him about the fake IDs or whatever, and he said, no, none of them are fake. He says of the passes and IDs that were in his possession, he says he's Armenian and has documents that use his full Armenian name and documents that don't, because using those documents in some places around the world could get him killed, referring to campaigns over the centuries to murder Armenians. He also addressed Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, alluding that he was part of the Sovereign Citizens Movement. He says, I've never even heard of that. That's a nonsensical thing. But again, you can have maybe an identification that looks different on different pieces of paper, but my understanding is you only get one passport.
And if the case is that he did have multiple passports, and you're going to let him off on a low bail, and don't think if you think all these things he did were so bad and potentially bad, potential assassination, multiple names, IDs, fake played, if you think all those things are true, and you're going to let him off on an easy bail like that,
Greg.
Yes.
A difficult question for you.
Oh, no.
If I was in charge,
yes,
I would have held him maybe without bail for at least a short period of time and then made sure the bail was quite pricey so he didn't flee.
Yes.
And why would I do that, Greg?
Well, out of an abundance of caution, I would imagine would be the correct answer there.
Circle gets the square. Woo! Once again. My top student.
We hear that a lot, you know, from the left. It's all about the abundance of caution.
Out of an abundance of caution.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is interesting, isn't it? It's California.
Yeah.
They hate guns.
Yeah.
But the guy brings a loaded gun to a Trump rally,
and
he walks out of jail.
You just answered the question. It was a Trump rally.
Yeah.
If it had been a Kamala rally, they would have taken that seriously.
Yeah, but she brings her guns.
Well, I know, but somebody who's going to try to shoot Trump, do they really care?
Really?
Come on.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to go that far, but I will say this.
I'm being facetious.
I will say this. It is California, and they're very sensitive about guns. In fact, one of the charges has to do with him having a magazine that is what they consider to be high capacity. So you have all these rules, all these laws. You want to claim that you're tough on guns and all that, but that doesn't appear to be the case at all here.
No.
Is it legal or illegal to have a high-capacity magazine in California?
Illegal.
So what's the deal there?
I don't know.
And what about having multiple identifications? Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought that was an automatic. Oh, we're going to hold this guy till we make a determination as to who he exactly is.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Shep, good morning.
You know, guys, unless you're some kind of a secret agent, multiple names and multiple IDs do kind of raise a red flag. And I give you an example of what I'm talking, several examples. Growing up in the Bronx, I knew this one kid. We knew him by the name of Danny. That's all we ever knew him by. You know, everybody called him Danny. Come to find out, in one part of the Bronx, he was known as Danny. In another part of the Bronx, he was known as Earl. In another part of the Bronx, he was known as Larry. Okay? And I'm growing up on the streets, I've seen this many times. In my working life, we had a sheriff's deputy come by the van conversion factory one time. I'm not going to give you the guy's last name. He says, "Does a Lawrence T work here?" And I said, "I'm sorry, sir, I've never heard of him." And the deputy says, "Are you holding back?" I said, "Sir, I'm sorry, we don't have anyone named Lawrence working here." Well, we knew the guy as Pete. And I come to find out, this guy had four different names around Marion County. So I will point out again, if somebody has multiple names and multiple IDs, unless they are Colonel Flagg on MASH, remember he had multiple names, multiple IDs, unless he's one of those characters, something's wrong.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Alias or several.
Yes.
But when you have multiple passports.
And you're not a flight risk? Really? One and good one, and you're a flight risk.
He might be just like a little paranoid, too. He says he had death threats and being Armenian in some parts of the world. I mean, so is this guy... Is he a world traveler? Yet he doesn't know how serious the gun laws are in California. He claims he worked in the entertainment field, so he should have known. He worked in California. I don't know. It's just...
More questions than answers.
Once again. Oh, what was I wrong on? Martha Raddatz is not married to Alan Greenspan. Right. Who is? What's her name?
Oh, Andrea Mitchell.
Andrea Mitchell. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got that wrong.
Nah, they're all alike.
They are kind of interchangeable.
Yeah, they are. Lefty news people.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. My goodness. Hey, we got another great guest coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Stick around for that. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. $1 million for schools. Yep, it's been in place in Alachua County for several years. I think it was, since 2008. And we're going to talk to Alachua County spokesperson Jackie Johnson from the school system and ask her all about it and explain, because it every 4 years it renews. It's going to be on the ballot again November 5th. Hmm. Early voting begins a week from today in both Alachua and Marion County.
Wow.
Get edumacated and get out there and cast all your votes. And this is not time to not show up and go, "I'm disgusted by all of them." You better get past that.
Yeah.
All right. In my opinion, anyway. Hey, the National Border Patrol Council strongly endorses Trump. Not really. That shouldn't be a surprise. Although I can tell you this. This isn't a regular thing for them. It's a longstanding practice of not endorsing candidates, in fact. Yep. But they said they will, however, not shy away from voicing opinions as it pertains to border security and the men and women of the United States Border Patrol. And they are definitely backing former President Trump.
That should send a message, if nothing else.
Speaking at the podium, Border Patrol Union President Paul Perez knocked VP Kamala Harris for her work as the border czar, and at the same time, he was praising the former president for having always stood with the men and women who protect this border. If we allow Border Czar Harris to win the election, every city, every community in this great country is going to go to hell, his words.
Wow.
The untold millions of people, unvetted, who she's allowed into this country that are committing murders, rapes, robberies, burglaries, and every other crime will continue to put our country in peril. Only one man can fix that, Donald J. Trump. He's always stood with the men and women who protect the border, put their lives on the line for this country, a man who knows about putting his life on the line for what is right. This November, we have a choice to make. Continue the chaos, allow the criminal cartels to control the border, to allow drugs and fentanyl across our country, or put an end to it once and for all. On behalf of the 16,000 men and women represented by the National Border Council, Border Patrol Council, we strongly support and endorse Donald J. Trump for president of the United States.
Awesome.
They also endorsed him in 2016, but previous to that, they hadn't been involved in endorsing a president. So,
isn't that amazing how he brings out a union that has never been in that position and they feel strongly enough about his views on things?
Well, I mean, it's an issue that it is literally life and death for them. And they also have an abundance of knowledge
in this particular
area.
You mean the truth?
Yes, the truth. So and so they are very sensitive to the fact that Mayorkas lied from the beginning about what was going on. You know how some of them felt. They go, why is he saying there's not a crisis at the border? Doesn't he believe us? So there's that. Like, yeah, whatever they're saying, that's not really going on. So that was part of it. Then they figured out, no, he's just a liar.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, hey, we've got a problem here. And so then they started to try to blame Trump for that. Oh, yeah, he left things in disarray.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, he left things in that area completely, you know, bolted down and zipped up. And that border was safe and it hardly anybody was getting across. So anyway, it totally makes sense that National Border Patrol Council would back him. He is the candidate that actually will do something about the borders, and we know it for a fact because he's done it previously. And it was via executive order that, you know, the Biden-Harris people pulled back on what Trump had already put into place, like wait in Mexico for your asylum hearing. Just that alone made a huge difference and would have continued to make a huge difference. But no, and of course, the mainstream media is not going to tell you the truth. They're not going to tell you the whole story. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines has talked to Keith. You're on the air.
Yeah, just a quick comment. As far as leadership is concerned, the difference between Harris and Trump is that a good leader will listen to those on the front lines, those who are dealing with the problems, and take suggestions and be willing to tweak things when needed and, you know, make things better on the information he gets from the front lines. And I don't think Trump is past that.
I just have to say the left has an agenda that overrides and supersedes things like logic and looking out for everyday Americans. And that is backed up. Factoid and factoid on top of it. The open borders is only hurtful to the American citizens. It's hurtful to us from a taxation standpoint, from a jobs perspective, from a housing perspective. It's loaded full of negatives. That doesn't even get into the national security threats. These aren't just poor families coming from Guatemala, Mexico, Honduras. No. That's not the case at all. Couldn't be further from the truth, in fact. You've got 115 different countries that people are coming from. You didn't walk here from China. You didn't walk here from the African continent. But they're here and unvetted. And what could possibly go wrong when we've already had gangs taking over apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado? And that the mainstream media just talks that down like, oh, one little isolated incident. But then the very next day, the front page of the New York Post, the same gangs, this TDA gang out of South America, raising hell in New York. So it's
amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So here we are. All right. Democrat. Naughty, naughty.
What happened?
He is actually a candidate for the North Carolina House.
Yeah.
And was arrested and charged because he removed campaign signs for former President Donald Trump.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. No.
So he's head of the Democrat Party in his county.
Right.
He's running for a North Carolina House seat. So okay. You're a candidate. You're supposed to, like, oversee the process as well. It's not like he would be like, oh, I wasn't sure what the rules were. Yeah. Nice try.
Yeah, not so
and
much.
And he acknowledged that he shouldn't have done that.
Well,
wow.
Duh. Yeah.
Wow. That's, yeah. And how he terms it, I like this. Mm-hmm. My worst angels got the better of me, and I removed the signs. My worst angels?
There's not one of those on your shoulder, buddy. Sorry, that's not really a good excuse.
I shouldn't have done that. Oh, but I did do it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not like I did it in a stealth of night.
That makes it okay.
Oh yeah. So yeah right. Let's qualify that.
Uh huh.
Yeah. All right. Hey, very important issue, especially for Alachua County voters. We are going to have Alachua County School spokesperson Jackie Johnson in the house in just a few minutes. And we're going to ask her about the 1% mill in Alachua County. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.